Good afternoon and welcome to Stage Talk, a weekly conversation about local theater. My name is Jean Paul.
And I'm Steve Hunt. And today we'll be talking about UAA's production of Tennessee Williams' play, The Night of the Iguana.
And here to talk about it, we have Daniel Kalgren and Colleen Metzger, who are designers for the play, which is lovely to have designers here for a change. and welcome.
Oh, thank you. We're glad to be here.
And just to begin the show with a slight disclaimer, I'd like to mention that I am the proud director of the show, and I wanted to bring in Daniel and Colleen to the show to talk about the design process of the show, because it's such a wonderful opportunity for designers to get involved with a show like this. And so, Daniel, let me begin with you, because I know when we were talking about this show from the very beginning, you had a real strong interest in this play, Night of the Iguana. Tell us about your background with this play.
Well, when I was in undergrad, I spent a lot of time looking at Tennessee Williams and reading Tennessee Williams. And what I find very interesting about it is that he was a very poetic writer. Night of the Iguana is extremely interesting to me because of the setting and what happens in the play and the conflict between the characters and the duality that happens between the religious elements and the elements of the rainforest and the ocean and the warm and the cool. And so as designers, those are things that we really lock into. Personally, I really like Tennessee Williams' writing. He tends to write in a very poetic way that as designers we are able to kind of lock into that poetry and use that poetry to kind of create our lines and our color and our texture that we use to help tell the story. With what I do, it's the creating of the three-dimensional world. And so when I came here, this is my second year at UAA, I really thought about what shows could we do that the students would get a very interesting perspective on theater that was written, you know, in the 40s and 50s. And Tennessee Williams is just an icon and writes in such a way that I think that the students have the ability to not only lock into the poetry, but look at things from a realistic sense, but using that poetry to warp the reality a little bit.
And Colleen, what brought you to designing this play?
I am new to Night of the Iguana. I had never read it before we decided to do this show, and it's a great script. Tennessee Williams gives you very good descriptions of the characters and the amount of information about who they are, where they come from, and just how he visually describes them throughout the script is great to help you start to visualize what they would be wearing, where they're coming from, and how that would inform their clothing choices.
And how do you feel about directing it?
I guess I'm being interviewed right now myself. I think this is one of the classic plays of one of my favorite playwrights. And I think that what Daniel's mentioned about the poetic quality really carries over in all elements of the play and to costumes as well. And I want to ask you, Colleen, about that, because we've had some conversations about this. And the design process is not just about putting people in clothing. It's about choosing what their look. And so if we talk about some of the characters in this play, describe maybe a couple of the characters and how you have approached creating a kind of image of that character that will help to portray who they are on stage. Perhaps you can talk to that some.
Sure. Well, one of the main characters, Hannah, Tennessee Williams describes her in a very specific way, that when Shannon, another character, first sees her, she looks like the Madonna. So you immediately get this image of statuesque and angelic and shining, glowing. And as we discussed that character, you know, the color blue came up, and sort of I think that idea of the Virgin Mary and purity and that was very potent. And then we also discussed a lot about her traveling the world. Her and her grandfather have been around the world. They talk about all the different places they visited. And we wanted to make sure that that was expressed, that she didn't look like she was wearing normal clothing from America circa 1920, that she instead looked like she'd picked up different pieces from different parts of the world, but they also had to go together and express our time period as well.
For those of you who are just tuning in, this is Stage Talk here with our guests, Daniel Carlgren and Colleen Metzger, talking about UAA's production of Night of the Iguana, which is one of my favorite plays. I've always loved it, and I certainly will go see it, if not more than once.
That sounds great, Jean. I'm glad that I hope everybody can come see the show. So, Dan, I know that you're not only the scenic designer, but you're the technical director for the theater. So you're not only having to design the look, the world of this seaside resort on the edge of a cliff coming out of the jungle, but you're also having to build it. What are some of the challenges that you're coming up with in creating this world of this play?
The first challenge that we run into building the world of any play at UAA is the space that we build in. Our sight lines and our the space is a beautiful space. It's a very intimate space, but we fight the sight lines and the depth. And so what I chose to do, which I think works extremely well for the design of this show, is that we were able to raise the playing surface up about 55 inches. And what that does is it brings a sight line from the center of our house to about the center of the eye for the characters. And for this show, it works really well because this is considered to be, in the script, it says that it's a bohemian hotel or motel on a cliffside with the rainforest encroaching from the back and the ocean encroaching from the front. And this is kind of the interim place between those two worlds. And so what I wanted to do from a design sense is be able to create those definitions. But when I change my hats and I go to the technical director or the prop master, I look at what's it going to take to put a show like this on stage. So what we did, what I did is started off the process by creating a real world environment with a kind of rundown bohemian style shanty or shack type of motel on stage with thatch roof and all. So it makes it pretty fun. I think that the students are getting a real good lesson in a lot of different building techniques. And then from a prop standpoint, it's a very interesting show because not only do we have to look at things from Mexico, but we're looking at things that are from the 1940s. And so it is a lot of adapting of materials and of products that we already have to give them age and antique, or what we sometimes call a patina.
Sounds great. And costumes. Tell us a little about trying to decide what costumes. You've already given us one. Give us another.
Sure. I mean, and I can talk a little bit about our process because I not only design the costumes, but I also am in charge of the build of all those costumes. And we had a really interesting project here trying to hunt down a lot of vintage items from the 1940s. And I think one of our big challenges was that there's four characters in bathing suits. And so finding bathing suits from the 40s was really interesting. And we got lucky. There's some great companies out there that rent items, and we were able to ship up two of those bathing suits that look fantastic and find some other options on vintage stores. But we also build a lot in-house, so all the fabric came from Chicago, and I've draped and built three garments, and our shop, a lot of students, and there's a shop manager that are also helping with a lot of those builds. And very few items were pulled or came from stock. A lot of it's been created in-house.
I think it's really interesting how you speak of building costumes. We normally think of, we don't use that word normal everyday life. We don't say we build a jacket that we're going to wear to the prom or something. But you actually are building costumes like a technical director builds scenery, which is, I think, is a fascinating idea that you take things, you take the raw materials and then construct the costumes for these characters, right?
Yeah, I guess a lot of the jargon is similar to what they use in the scene shop that I call all my sewing supplies, my tools. We call it costume construction. We talk about the build process. And for us, it is that it's collecting the materials and using math the same way they are building a set to create this clothing, which is you know, very much drafting and mathematically based.
We've only got about a minute left. One quick question for you, Colleen. You're also involved with hair and makeup and also some tattoos in this show, aren't you? So tell us a little bit about why you decided to go with some of the tattoos.
Yeah, there's actually a lot of makeup effects. We not only have a 20-year-old playing a 90-year-old man, but we also have two Native Mexican boys, and we thought that it would be really exciting to have them stripped down to just loincloths and have them very tan and covered in sort of Native tattoos and markings that's inspired by a lot of the Aztec body paint. And I think that will kind of really set the mood that we're in Mexico and that they are from, you know, like the deep jungle. And I think it's just a lot of fun to get to do tattoos and body paint like that.
Well, unfortunately, we've run out of time. But I'd like to thank you both for coming. Daniel Colgren and Colleen Metzger talking about UAA's production of Night of the Iguana, which is being directed by my partner here.
Well, thank you, Daniel. Thank you, Colleen, for being on the show.
It's a pleasure.
Yeah, it's great to be here.
And now, here's the Stage Talk calendar. And remember, for another calendar or to post your event, go to the community calendar on alaskapublic.org.
Valley Performing Arts presents Pollyanna until March 9th, with performances on Thursday, Friday, and Saturday at 8 and Sunday at 2. For tickets and information, go to valleyperformingarts.org or call 373-0195.
Anchorage Community Theater is presenting the farce Charlie's Aunt through February the 16th, with showtimes Thursday, Friday, and Saturday at 7 and Sunday at 3. For more information, contact actalaska.org or call 868-4913.
Jenny Allen, Broadway writer and actor, will provide her monologue, I Got Sick, Then I Got Better, about the diagnosis, treatment, and the road to surviving ovarian cancer. This will be performed at the Wendy Williamson Auditorium on Sunday, February 9th at 5 p.m. For tickets, go to leteverywomanknow.org.
The University of Alaska Department of Theater and Dance is presenting Tennessee Williams' classic play, The Night of the Iguana, opening February the 14th and running through March the 2nd. Showtimes are Friday and Saturday at 8 p.m. and Sunday at 3. For more information or to get tickets, go to uaatix.com or call 786-4849.
Well, that's it for this week. If you'd like to download free podcasts of Stage Talk, visit our website at alaskapublic.org. Thanks for listening. Until the next time, I'm Jean Paul.
And I'm Steve Hunt for KSKA.
Stage Talk is a production of Alaska Public Media, which is solely responsible for its content. Views expressed are those of the host and participants, do not reflect the underwriters or KSKA. Learn more about Stage Talk and listen online at alaskapublic.org. Life informed. This is Alaska Public Media.